Lady Nguma system, it's a little bit different, okay? And I thought, so we won't finish all the Asta today, but I don't want to finish the Asta so much. And I like to talk. Okay, so... So, there are... usually there are certain bijas for chakras, right? And you know them. These are different, okay? Lady Nigumas are different, but I want to explain why. And my teacher said Sanskrit is a holy language. Even the language, even if you say it and you don't know what it means, if you say it properly, it's a big blessing. But if you know what the mantra means, it's more powerful. Okay, so in Nigumas yoga, before we start the asana, we chant the bija. We did yesterday, I think, yeah? Shang, shang, shang. Did we do? No, sorry. Okay. We'll do it together. But first let me explain what it means, okay? So if you understand the mantra's meaning, it's more powerful. Like Om Mani Padme Hum. If you really understand the meaning, it's amazing, right? So first, in Nigumas yoga, you are creating the world again from the beginning, okay? You are creating a whole new world. Perfect world, okay? From the seeds, right? You are making new seeds, and you are making a new world. So the whole universe, you are creating from the beginning again, okay? Over again. The old universe, they created it, but they made some mistakes. Now we are going to make a better one, okay? So the first bija is for Muladhara Chakra. So when you say it, you have to feel vibration, like 1 inch inside of the perineum, in the body, okay? Then you're going to say, shang, 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 shang. And that meaning is the element of space, okay? Well, what do you call space in Sanskrit? Akash, right? So, shang means space. It means we are starting, this universe didn't go so well, we are starting a new one. Okay? How? With my yoga practice. Okay? So, What was in the beginning? Just akasha. There was nothing. There was space. Okay, empty space. So that you see at this chakra. When you say shang, 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 you're going to put your mind on this chakra. If you don't do that, it won't work very well. Okay? You have to put your mind 1 inch inside your perineum, and we'll be chanting shang. Okay? Shang. Then we do... At the Svadhisthana, we are doing yam. Okay? Yam means wind element. Okay, wind, yam. We have in Vajrayogini. Who's doing Vajrayogini? You're doing Vajrayogini. Yamle lung ramle me ale mingo kyebo sungi tando ale tlipa yang shing gachewe nangu omakama amatama hulu nambe tikina. You know this? The inner offering. When you make the inner offering, right? You start with yam. Yam means wind. And it means, you saw the picture of the galaxy forming, right? It looks like a spiral. It's like spinning like this. So in the old Indian books, they say first there was nothing. And then one wind start to spin. And you can see those old galaxy pictures. They look like a swastika. It's a yam. It means the wind begins from kshan. First there was nothing, and then came one wind, okay? That's the Svadhisthana. Then Manipura is Ram, okay? Ram means fire, Kundalini, okay? And it makes a fire there. And that is the first sun. The first suns are forming. First there's the galactic dust, right? Spinning. And then they form into suns, and there are suns. Okay, so Ram, we say Kshang is space, Yam is wind, Ram is the first suns are forming. Okay. Then we say Lam at the heart. Sorry, Lam at the heart. Okay, and Lam means earth element. Okay, the element of earth. So from the suns, they are forming some planets. You know, some earth is forming. In between here and here is some water, okay? Don't worry about it. It's Vam, but we don't do it, okay? But the water covers the earth, okay? This is the old system of how the Jambudvipa came, right? Sumeru and the four dvipas. So here is Lam. The earth is forming. Then it's covered with water. Then here is Sum. Okay. Sum means Sumeru. It's the first mountain. Came out of the water. Okay, so Sum, we'll go Sum. And it means the mountain is coming out of the water. Okay, and then Hung. Hung means like a Padma, it means a lotus flower. It's growing at the top of the mountain. On top of that comes a sun, flat. A flat mandala means a flat round sun. Then comes Chandra, a flat round moon. And then you are sitting on top of that. Okay? So the world was made for you. The universe was made for you. From the beginning, there was nothing. Then the Ksham. Then there was Yam, wind came. Then there was Ram, first sun came. Then the Lam came, the first planet covered with water. Then Sumeru came out of the water. And then you are sitting on the top of Mount Everest inside of a lotus. And you are radiant. You are like an angel. Okay. Don't think of yourself with freckles and hair and okay, bald head. You are made of light, and you are like an angel. When you get to Hung, you are on the top of the whole world. You are sitting on Mount Everest. You are in a huge lotus flower, and you are like Nyingma. You see, Nyingma was an angel, right? She's made of light. So when you get to the Hung, you are thinking of yourself as a perfect being, like a real perfect angel, and you are made of light. And your light is shining on the whole world, and you are helping the whole world, you see, with your light. It's very beautiful. So these are not just some sound. It has meaning. And as you go up the chakras, feel them. Okay? Yeah.
How come we never talk about that?
We'll do at the end, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's a good question. Many people ask me. We move the prana here with some meditation. And before that, we use asana. So up to here, we use asana. And then this one we do with meditation. I'll see if we have some time. We'll do it. It's important, I think. Maybe we skip the asanas. It's my usual.
There's no seed sound for this?
Not in this system. Not in this system. Usually there is. This has a different. So let's we'll do the bija, we'll do the mantra together. But as we go up the chakras, try to put your mind there, okay? Don't paint the chakra on the front, okay? Put your mind in the back. And try to feel the chakra vibrate when we say the word, okay? So we'll do kirtan, okay? Shang 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 shang
shang shang shang shang
shang shang shang
shang
shang shang shang shang shang
shang
shang shang shang shang shang shang shang
shang shang shang shang shang shang
yum 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 yum
yum
yum yum yum yum yum yum
yum yum yum yum
yum yum yum
yum yum yum
yum yum yum yum
yum yum yum yum yum
yum yum yum yum yum yum yum
ram 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 ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram ram
ram ram ram ram ram ram ram
sum 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 sum
sum sum sum sum sum sum
sum
sum
sum sum sum sum sum sum
sum sum sum sum sum sum sum
sum sum sum sum sum sum
sum sum sum sum sum sum sum
one long hum together.
Hum.
So we don't have time to do any asana. So we'll just do a short meditation for Ajna Chakra. Okay, it's easier for Yat Peng to demonstrate. I'll teach you, this is called, it's okay. Okay, all the prana came out of the Ida and Pingala. This is a special, the way to sit is called, from Vairochana. This is called 8 steps of Vairochana. So one is, just the legs should be comfortable, okay? Don't try to be a hero, okay? If you do full lotus, right? And because you want everyone to see, you can do full lotus. And if you start to hurt your knees after 5 minutes, you destroyed your meditation. Then there's no benefit to the meditation, right? So the leg should be comfortable, right? Whatever is comfortable for you. Some people like to sit in a chair. That's fine. No problem. Okay. Back should be straight. Okay. As in yoga asana, there's a mistake you can make. People say straight back, then everybody smashes their lower back here, right? People say, have straight back, and they go like this. And try not to do that. Try to bring in your tummy and open your tailbone a little bit, okay? So it's not like this, okay? It's this part is came in a little bit, and this tailbone came under, right? So it relaxes your lower back. Then prana can move through the sushumna, and your meditation is better, okay? You have a choice. You can do chin mudra, right? I find myself, everyone is different, okay? Like in asana, everybody's different. But I find if the room is hot and I do chin mudra, it's better for me. Because the air is coming here and I don't feel, I don't get sleepy. You know, I don't get too warm. If it's a cold place, you can do the traditional is to take your left hand first. Then you knead a little bit. Left hand, then right hand. And then touch your thumbs. Okay. You know, some teachers say try to keep your thumbs up like that. But then I find it's distracting. You're meditating and your thumb is falling down. And you're like, oh, I have to keep them straight, you know? Then your mind left your meditation, right? So try to, you are parking your body in the parking lot, you know? You want to leave the body. Find the position of the body which is most comfortable and then leave the body. You don't want to think about the body. So if you are trying to look good or do full lotus, and then if it's not comfortable, and if you think about your body, you broke your meditation, you see? So if the knees hurt, you broke your meditation because you are focusing on the knees now. So everything should be super comfortable. Sometimes I do on a couch. Sometimes I do on a chair. It doesn't, you just park the body and you want to get it, leave it. So you don't want to think about the body. So whatever is comfortable for you, do what's comfortable, okay? So personally, it's a little warm in here, I would do this one. It's important to keep the mouth loose, okay? Shouldn't be like that, okay? Okay, this the two places to watch this place here, okay? Should be very loose, comfortable. And then watch this place, all right? Shouldn't be like that, okay? The face should be relaxed, completely relaxed. Mouth shouldn't be tense here, okay, jaw. Okay, should be relaxed. And the tongue, park the tongue up here, okay, comfortably. Okay, just park it. Then the eyes, there's two choices, okay? You know, most people close their eyes, right? But if you didn't get enough sleep or you had too much food, you will fall asleep when you close your eyes, okay? So there's a choice. You can open your eyes a little bit, but look down, okay? Like that. If you think you're getting sleepy, if the room is too hot, you know, then you can open your eyes a little bit and look down. Some people say, look at your nose, okay? And then people I know, they try to go like this, you know? And when the book says Nasa Drishti, right? Look at your nose. It doesn't mean look at your nose. It means look here, at the level of the nose, okay? So you are not looking at the floor, and you are not looking at your nose. Just your eyes are unfocused, and around here someplace. You are looking at something here which is not there. The tendency with that is that you tend to lower your chin. Then you get sleepy. Okay, so it's important to keep the chin. You can put the eyes down, but don't lower the chin, because that will make you sleepy. If you raise the head too high, you will start thinking about lunch. Okay? I do all the time in the meditation. So, or I think about Art Engel. Okay. So you keep your chin should be parallel to the floor. If it goes back, you will start thinking about outside things. If it goes down, you will start to get sleepy. Okay, so it should be, and then you have to check your shoulders, you know? There's a prana thing, I don't know what it is. Maybe if you are a more rajasic person, you tend to raise your right shoulder a little bit. And if you are a tamasic person, you tend to raise your left shoulder a little bit. But you'll see people's shoulders are not equal. If you're too busy person, you're raising your right shoulder, I think. If you are a lazy person, you're raising your left person, okay? Maybe I'm raising both, okay? So shoulders should be set, shoulder blades down the back, right? But the most important thing is you're going to park the body so you don't have to move it. There's two reasons not to move the body. One, if you move, your mind will follow. And your mind will come out of the mind and it will go to the body, right? Also, it will bother the person next to you. Okay? Even if you are very quiet, I have this, I meditate sometimes with my friends and they like to have tea. You know? So we are all meditating, then someone is like, and then everyone can feel it, right? Everyone can. It bothers the other people. Then their mind comes out, right? So the idea is the mind should stay in the inside. Shouldn't, don't make any noise for the, to be, to think about the other people around you. If you make a noise, their mind will leave their meditation and come to your teacup. Okay, like that, okay? So try to be completely silent for yourself and for other people. If your body hurts after you take your position, tough luck, okay? You're not allowed to move, okay? There's one lady in my Lama's class, she started to cry one day. The tears are coming down, but she didn't move, okay? Something happened. Her knees started to hurt, but she didn't move. So it's okay to cry, but don't move for anything. Once you take position, don't move for anything. If something hurts here, right, then next time get a good cushion. But this time you don't have any choice, okay? You have to stay until time is finished, okay? I use an alarm clock. I always use an alarm clock, okay? It shouldn't go tick, 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 tick. Okay, I have one place in Taipei I go for teaching, Light Center. And they have clocks, electric clocks. All the rooms have clocks, and they go tick, 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 tick. Then I know these people are not meditating, because otherwise they would throw the clocks out, you know. So the room should be quiet, if you can. Okay. You can push your buttocks back a little bit, yeah, but keep the tailbone tucked. Okay. Then the prana will move better. Okay, then we'll start our meditation together. Start by watching your breath and watch it for a little bit, and then I'll tell you what to do with it. Just, you are a guard, you are a soldier, you live on the point of your nose, and you are watching the breath come in and out. Little bit of smile is very good. Now I want you to count the breath. The out breath is half, first half. The in breath is the second half. So you're gonna say one and breathe out. And then in is the second half. And then two is breathe out. And in is the second half. Try to count your breath up to 10. Now put your mind on Ajna Chakra. This is on your forehead, a little bit between your eyebrows, but up a little bit. Put your mind there, between your eyebrows, up maybe 1 inch. Then go inside of your skull, 1 inch. Go into your head, 1 inch. Don't picture never picture a chakra on the skin, right? Go inside the head 1 inch. Now pretend you are breathing through Ajna Chakra, not through your nose. The breath is coming out of your forehead, then in front of your head, and then it comes back into your forehead. So breath is coming out of your forehead, and then back into your forehead. Now make the exhale longer. Try to increase the exhale. And then picture the breath is going farther and farther away from your head before you breathe in. Exhale, long exhale. Then a slow inhale. See how far away from your head you can get the breath. Now we start the actual meditation. Try to think of a friend of yours who is having some problem. Maybe they are sick. Maybe they are sad. Maybe they are depressed. Maybe they are an angry person. Maybe they are a cheap person. They don't like to help other people. Think of a friend of yours who has a problem. Go to their house and sit next to them, in front of them. They can't see you. You are like a ghost. They cannot see you. But you are sitting in their room in front of them. And just sit with them quietly. Now the breath, when you breathe out, your breath will go very long from your forehead and it will touch the other person on the forehead. then think that your breath, when it touches their forehead, it is giving them some comfort. The pain is going away. They feel happier. Then the breath starts to cover them like a blanket, makes them happy. And they feel a little bit sleepy, they like lay down. Still you are breathing comfort to them, happiness to them. And they start to sleep like a baby, and your breath is covering them like a blanket. Peaceful sleep like a child. Then bring the breath back to your nose. Breathe out of your nose. We'll take 10 breaths. Count to 10. Out breath is first half. In breath is second half. You can open your eyes and relax. This is a special pranayama. Okay? Instead of going anuloma viloma or a balabhati or something like that. This is a special pranayama. Okay? And it brings the prana into the sushumna, right? Because you are worrying about somebody else. You are trying to help somebody else. So all the prana comes out of the ida and pingala, and the prana comes into the sushumna. So you just did the same as the asanas, but you did it from the inside. That's the same as a half hour of Niguma Asana. And that's for the Ajna. So then we covered all the chakras, okay, like that. So you can do that at the end of the Asana, you know. And then you are working from the inside and from the outside. And You are moving prana with your mind instead of with your asanas, right? And which one is better?
Both.
Both, good. Okay, good. Like vanilla and chocolate. If you have any questions, we'll do a few questions. If you have any, if you don't have any, it's okay. And then I'd like to give you a certificate for finishing the first level. There are 10 levels. Maybe we try to do some more, you know, maybe in 6 months or something. And then I'll meet Colin in Hong Kong, and I leave tomorrow. And then we try to, I would like to try to make some program where working women could come early in the morning to Pure Yoga Studios and to Shambhala Yoga Studio, and they could, you know, learn Nigumas Yoga and help them with their day. If you slowly can teach those people about the seeds, then maybe they don't have to work so hard later. Does that also help them, right? That can also give them comfort, right? Something like that. So anybody have any questions? No? My teacher used to say, oh, you know everything perfectly now. Can you bring me those certificates? Yeah. And tonight I'm doing a talk at Singapore Management Business. And it's all booked out, but last night we stuffed some people in the back. So if you're interested to come, it's about how to use these ideas for relationships between, you know, family, partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, dogs. Okay. So I'd like to thank you for doing this training. I think it will make you a very, if we can do it a few times, you'll become much more valuable yoga teacher. I think so. We did in New York for 7 years. We had one class, 300 people, 300 teachers came. And we are doing the last class in November. And they finished Yoga Sutra 4 years. Then they did Hatha Yoga Pradipika. And now they're finishing the Gita. So I think it's Bhagavad Gita. So maybe we try to do something similar. Colin asked me, you think people are ready in Asia? I said, now I think so. You know, it's changed in the last 3-4 years. People are progressed more, I think. So people are ready for those things. Okay, so I'd like to
okay. There's another guy, and he just added me on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
you so much.
Thank you for coming. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Nina. Maybe we got to Medellin.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah. We have some
really?
Plans there. Yeah. Maybe next year. I write to you.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Do you have everybody's email?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, can you find it? Yeah. And then put where you're from, okay?
Yes.
If I'm going to Medellin next spring.
Okay.
I'll write. Okay. Chasina? Brandy?
She's
also okay. Yipping, this is where you have to teach them today, okay? Really. As much as you remember. Yeah. As much as you remember, okay? Otherwise you have to, okay? You know? Okay. Candace? Anna? I went to Sri Patari Jar School one day. He's hugging everybody. a lot. Sarah? Where are you from? Oh. Also, we're going to Mexico City.
Hungary.
Are you from Mexico City? In spring. Yeah. Yeah. To San Pancho and then near Vallarta.
San Pancho.
And yeah. There's some people called San Miguel. Some people call San Pancho. In near Vallarta. And then we come to Mexico City. I write. Samantha? Vivian? Yafeng. Where's she going? Oh. Anybody else, can you get one? Okay. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
I have one question, sorry.
Yeah.
How come you didn't massage everybody's head yesterday?
I did with the meditation.
That's a trick answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for coming, and I think we can grow more and more. This is the beginning, okay? And then you can learn Yoga Sutra, you can learn how to love Deepika and Sangeeta, and then you can help people make their life happy. Yeah. That's your job. Skinny and happy. Okay, bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So I just wanted to say that there is on the paper.
Please give me your email, okay? On the paper.